Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar and with Opinion Research, and we are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. Will you have a few minutes to help me out with this?
In Ector County?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes. I believe so. I'm not sure when I got my license here. I imagine.
Got it. And generally, do you think that the things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track at the moment?
I am the wrong person to ask. I moved from a blue state.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. I apologize.
I said I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I have lived in nothing but blue states previously.
Oh, got it.
So no, I don't believe anything's on the right track.
All right. And based on that, what do you think or what is the most important issue facing Ector County at the moment?
Besides the roads, the trash, police activity. Yeah.
All right. Understood. Give me just 1 second. All right. So how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Understood. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I guess it depends on the oil field.
So it will be about the same, pretty much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County?
I feel like there's really good job security here.
All right, so you are not too concerned about that. Got it. Now, I am going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Ector County, excellent, good, fair, or poor, about the following statements. So the first one is being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
Poor.
Poor. What about quality of the public schools?
Well, we go to a public choice school. I want to say fair.
Fair?
Fair.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What about natural beauty and physical setting?
Very poor.
And offering job opportunities in your field?
I work in mental health, so very poor.
Understood. And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
One more time with that one, sorry.
Sure. A shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth.
I'm going to say fair.
Fair?
Yeah.
Got it. And what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I don't know. Maybe fair. Yeah, I don't know with that one.
Okay, not a problem. What about public transportation?
Oh, gosh, have I ever seen a bus?
Okay.
I believe the public transportation is decent. Yeah, I think it's decent. I've seen public transportation here.
So pretty much just fair, let's say.
Yeah.
Got it. And what about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Availability, yeah. We go to Midland, too. I'm going to say fair. We could use a few more, probably.
Got it. And availability of affordable housing?
Availability. I don't... I'm going to say poor.
Poor.
For that one, actually. Yeah.
Okay. And what about effective leadership from elected officials? Excellent, good, fair, poor.
Elected officials? I'll say fair. I don't know. Here.
Okay. And what about public safety and low crime?
That's very poor here.
Gotcha. And what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Oh, yeah, that's actually really, that's good. I would say that's excellent. I don't know about their funding, but the availability is there.
Okay. And what about the availability of quality healthcare there?
I would say that's pretty excellent as well. There's little things, I don't know. You can, like, get gas and, you know, an emergency visit in the same parking lot, so that's pretty excellent.
Okay. And what about welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I feel like that's pretty fair here.
Fair. Got it. We are running on a 41% completion. We are pretty much going faster on this, so thank you very much for that. So now let me ask you, based on your perspective, I'll be reading a couple of things right now. And for those, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. So let's go ahead and start with people living below the poverty line. Do you think that is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Like the rates of people living below the poverty line?
Yeah, pretty much we had to rate the Ector County as a place to live for this type of person.
For somebody under the poverty line, very poor.
Very poor. Okay, what about racial and ethnic minorities?
Probably pretty, I'm going to say that's probably fair.
Fair. Got it. And what about families with children? That's hard.
It's fair.
Okay. And for people like you, what do you think?
I would say it's probably pretty fair. I don't, but we don't, you know, we're not under the poverty line, so it's
got
a little
it.
Easier for us, obviously.
Okay. And what about immigrants from other countries?
Probably access, probably poor.
Poor. Got it. And what about young and single people?
Poor, because they have less access as well.
Okay. And for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Maybe fair. I see quite a few popping up.
Got it. And what about for retirees?
Retirees? I don't think anybody retires here. Yeah. I don't know if I've seen anybody super elderly here. I'm going to say probably poor.
Poor. Okay. And what about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
No, I'm going to give that one a poor as well.
Okay, understood. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say fair.
Fair, got it. And over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
In 5 years, probably stay pretty steady, the same.
Pretty steady, okay. And what about economic development generates investment, wealth, tax-based, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm going to say not too familiar. I haven't been here super long. I've only been here a year.
Okay. So how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County?
I'm going to say probably not. I've just recently started looking at property tax and some of the new opportunities for ECISD. So probably I'm going to say probably pretty poor because I've only looked at property tax and school functioning.
Got it. So not too confident or not at all confident on that.
Yeah. I haven't looked into other things.
Okay, got it. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar, okay. We are on a 71% completion. We just have a few questions now. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not so confident,
no,
and not at all confident?
Not at all confident with that one.
Understood. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely that we're leaving. I have young kiddos, so we're staying stable.
Got it. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a four-year.
Four-year.
Bachelor.
Okay. Bachelor's. Got it. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I would say I'm a little bit more Democratic.
Understood. And what is your age?
I am 34.
34. Okay. And do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes, we do.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
I'm white.
And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No? Okay. And is your annual household income less than $25,000, in between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000 and $74,000, or above the $75,000?
Combined above $75,000.
Got it. And are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, student, or a current unemployed?
We're both full-time.
Got it. And in terms of your gender, and I apologize, I know that this question might be, you know, kind of weird, but it's part of the survey.
No.
Do you consider yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. Gotcha. And do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes, we do.
Got it. Ma'am, thank you very much for all your time. We just ended up the survey. I really appreciate that you were taking the time to me and answer all the questions. So thank you very much for that, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.